Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Besides these 60 transcendental qualities, Krishna has four more, which are not manifest. Oh, did we do this? We didn't do the other one. Sorry. Yes, thank you, Nishant. Krishna also possesses five other qualities, which are manifest in the body of Narayan, and they are listed as follows. Notice, there's no mention of minute or partial. Narayan has all the qualities in full. Okay? Previously it said, partially manifested in Brahma and Shiva. Right? But here there's no mention partial. So Narayan has all these 60 qualities in full. Okay? Krishna also possesses five other qualities which are manifest in the body of Narayan, and they are listed as follows. He has inconceivable potency. Uncountable universes generate from his body, which Narayan is that? Mahavishnu. He is the original source of all incarnations. He is the giver of salvation to the enemies whom he kills. He is the attractor of liberated souls. All of these transcendental qualities are manifest wonderfully in the personal feature of Lord Krishna, or as he's saying, Narayan, who is Krishna's personal expansion. Who are Krishna's limited expansions? Yes, we are expansions of God. What verse in Bhagavad Gita proves that? There you go. Somebody has studied their Bhagavad Gita. Mama eva angsha, jiva loke, jiva bhuta, sanatana. So we are God, the little one. We are demi gods. Besides these 60 transcendental qualities, Krishna has four more, which are not manifest even in the Narayan form of Godhead. What to speak of the demigods or living entities? They are as follows. And if Archita was here, he would give us the Sanskrit. Wow. Very good. Number 61. He is the performer of wonderful varieties of pastimes, especially his childhood pastimes. 62. He is surrounded by devotees endowed with wonderful love of Godhead. 63. He can attract all living entities all over the universes by playing on his flute. And 64, he has a wonderful excellence of beauty which cannot be rivaled anywhere in the creation. So we read in the 50 that there's beauty, but Krishna's beauty is even greater than that of Narayan, evidence being the gopis. That pastime, when Krishna manifested those two extra arms, the gopis paid their obeisances. That Narayan form did not evoke the conjugal rus. When the gopis saw Krishna as Narayan, immediately the mood changed. Pay obeisances like that. But when the two extra arms melted away because of Radharani and Krishna assumed his real feature, the feelings change. Then they, it's Krishna. Adding to the list these four exceptional qualities of Krishna, it is to be understood that the aggregate number of qualities of Krishna is 64. Srila Rupa Goswami has attempted to give evidences from various scriptures about all 64 qualities present in the person of the Supreme Lord. Do we want to continue or stop here?
Continue.
Then we shall continue. Unless we have a question. Good. I love.
Number 61. Isn't that like too general to be like a very... Because like a pastime is just anything that somebody likes doing to pass time. Like by definition.
So yes, but...
But
the nature of his pastimes, nobody can imitate. Even Narayan does not imitate Rasalila, which is the quintessence. So, yes.
So shouldn't it be more specific then?
Well, excuse me, but this is how Prabhupada chose to write. When you write your book, you can write it through. And if somebody questions me about your book, I'm going to say, hey, that's the way Anand wrote his book. Give him some space. Okay?
Can it be like Anand is the only person who can perform Anand's pastimes? Like,
yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's not unique.
No, Krishna can perform your pastimes if he wanted to.
It's more like
non-imitatable. Yes, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Non-imitatable. Okay. Yes. Yes, they know that. They're aware. Yes. He doesn't, though. No, that's for Krishna. No, because that ruins the mood. Narayan is majestic. That's not what Narayan does. Yes, but when it says, surrounded by devotees endowed with wonderful love of Godhead, meaning spontaneous love of Godhead, and they don't even care if Krishna is God, those who are worshiping Narayan have the conception, oh, this is God. The residents of Vrindavan, God, who cares? We just love Krishna. And these devotees have this spontaneous love, and the degree of their love is, and also most of the devotees in Vaikuntha don't have the intimacy as the Krishna devotees have. Like, you know you're not going to go up to Barak about, hey Barak, how you doing, man, let's play some hoops. There's a lot of distance. Whereas with Krishna, he's wrestling with the cow. Where do you read the pastimes where Narayan is wrestling? The king doesn't do that. It's all very proper and regal and opulent and royal. And there's not intimacy. There's intimacy between him and Lakshmi. But the rank, again, with Lord Ram, there's not much intimacy. Just a few devotees. Lakshman has some intimacy. Maybe Hanuman. But Hanuman is... Okay? So we're talking about closeness, intimacy, and the barriers are torn down. Yes. Yes, it was mentioned. It was already mentioned.
And,
well, we read it. It's somewhere. There's
okay. Like a Vamana Deva.
Yes, all, it's not that their Vishnu form is ugly.
No,
that was already mentioned.
But this is super beauty.
This is extra, yeah.
Extra.
He has a wonderful excellence of beauty. Okay? Even, in other words, perfect, most perfect. So Krishna's, the form of Krishna is even more beautiful. Okay?
So some devotees are attracted with Ramachandra, some devotees are attracted
Yes.
Nisringa,
like last night.
Right.
There's a devotee.
So how do you relate then that the devotees don't see that quality in Krishna?
No, because of past devotional activities, they have developed that attraction. Okay, but we don't see like that. We shouldn't see like that, because now you're seeing materially.
Yeah.
Yes. Analytically, we could say, but we don't think of that like, you're into Ramachandra. because that can happen. That can happen. We do make that distinction.
That does happen. In reality, I see some
all the time. Yes.
We consider we are the superior.
That's the pride.
Yeah.
That's religious pride. That's the Kanishta.
Yeah,
that's the neophyte platform. So why? Well, Hanuman or Prahlad, they have developed that relationship. And even in the story of Lord Chaitanya, that when Murari Gupta, he was with the devotees and they were trying to get him to love Krishna. But one night he broke down, he couldn't sleep. And he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "I'm sorry. I know all of you, you're worshiping Krishna. I've heard all about Krishna, but I can't give up my love for Ramachandra." And then Lord Chaitanya said, "That's beautiful, because you're actually Hanuman." So part of it is the deity, the incarnation's desire, and also the devotee has developed a particular, nurtured a particular relationship. In terms of Lord Shiva, if they are seeing him as devotee, there's no harm.
Right.
And if they're seeing that they want to follow in the footsteps, there's no harm. It's not against Krishna consciousness.
Right.
But if they're starting now to worship Shiva to the exclusive of Vishnu or Krishna,
right,
then, yeah. Or I know some people, they think Hanuman is God. I've met. They think Hanuman is the Supreme. That I have to say, no, you're correct. Now you want to worship, that's a different story. You want to follow, that's different. But we should understand, Krishna Narayan is the Supreme. Yes. Huh?
What happens if there are other religions
in the mix,
like all that, right?
Okay, so your point is?
So, when we're preaching to Muslims, and they're saying they're pure devotees, and all that, should we let them be pure devotees, and all that?
Okay, when you're talking about preaching, preaching is in the eye of the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to ask yourself, what is my objective with this person? Only you can determine that. So, if you want to just make friendship, and you don't want to preach, but you just want to make friendship, yes, encourage that person to be a strict follower of Allah. That's good. Or if your vision is, I want to somehow bring this person to a higher perspective, then how you do that, that's up to you.
But is it a higher perspective, right? Because we can't do Ramachandra Bhakta as a lower perspective than Krishna.
Well, now, okay, but now we're talking about preaching. Okay. Once you start talking about preaching, you must make distinctions. So you must be able to discern that this is higher. So first, you have to determine for yourself what is the highest platform. And then once you know that, I'll give you an example. Several years ago, Shekhar Agarwal's daughter had a Muslim friend. And that friend was being cursed by relatives. Now, these Muslim friends and their relatives, the relatives hired Hindu Brahmins to put a curse on this couple. That blew my mind. The Muslims hired Hindu priests to put a curse on this couple.
They were married?
Yeah, there was, I don't remember the details. So Shekhar Agarwal's daughter asked me, would I go there and try to dispel the evil spirits? I said, no problem. So I brought Lord Nisringa. I did an RT. I chanted Nisringa. And I told them, they were there in the room. I said, now, do you have any chant or prayer? And they said, yes, we say Allahu Akbar, right there. Right. So I said, while I'm chanting, you chant this out loud.
So she adapted the Muslim religion?
No, this couple was Muslim.
Oh, the couple?
The couple was Muslim.
Our friend.
Our friend, not, okay, Shaker's daughter.
No, 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 no. Friends of Shaker's.
Oh, okay.
Not Shaker's daughter.
Okay.
So they were chanting out loud, Allahu Akbar.
Uh-huh.
I was chanting Namaste Narasimhaya. Then I went through the house and blew a conch shell. And I said, keep chanting. Okay?
Yeah.
So, first you have to know what is your philosophy. Because preaching means you're seeing, you have to, if you don't see a distinction, that means you're on the Uttama Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari says, everybody's advanced, I'm the most fallen. He doesn't preach. The second class devotee has to make distinctions. Here's devotees, here's more advanced, based on knowledge of the scripture. Okay? Which is what, like I said, if you just want to make friendship, then you're not going to go in there, hey man, your Quran is full of crap. And you know what? And you know, you guys, all you do is kill people. You know, that's not how you preach. Right? So, what the first level is make friendship. Making friendship means, yeah, I'm glad to see that you are a staunch follower of your religion. You know, provided they don't attack you. Okay? It's being done all the time. Priest.
Witch doctor?
Yes.
Yeah.
To
curse
a Muslim couple?
Yes.
Why didn't you find a Muslim witch doctor?
That's what I want to know, but
it's hard to cure. It's like a different strain.
No, no. My conclusion is I guess they respect that the Hindus know how to curse better than Muslims.
Okay. I was just clarifying.
Yeah, I mean I was like they told me this. The couple told me this. No, it's Muslim, 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 Muslim.
Oh, I mean, if you were to judge the efficacy of the curse, there, do you think there was actually a curse, or would you?
Well, they felt there was because all this kind of stuff was happening in their house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What about now?
Well,
if
afterwards, they told me things were a little better.
Wow,
so.
Did you leave a nursing event there?
No. No. I did Ganges water, blew the conch.
What's your book's name? I asked him. He says, Quran. You know, we go, right? You know, I said, great. I said, do you follow Quran? He says, yes. I said, congratulations. I said, follow. I said, this book will even help you to become a better Muslim.
Excellent.
So that's what I gave him.
Excellent.
He still didn't take it.
Of course. So now you're now you know what you, this, he is a neophyte.
Yeah.
Neophyte Muslim. Because if he was not neophyte,
yeah. he would not reject.
He's a neophyte.
The other two kids took it.
Yes, so they're not fundamental.
Right.
Yes, Neil Kamal, I see you thinking of something. Okay. All right, I think we should stop here.
We should? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I can go offering now.
Yes.
Okay.